Welcome to the Quest of Fishing Adventures podcast, Chapter 4. Welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. I do hope that you're doing well. And as usual, if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you've put a few on the bank. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you had an absolutely amazing Christmas. This is that special edition podcast, The Christmas Fish. That me and Alex like to do every year. And what makes this fish and podcast really exciting is that we get to award the trophy for the year. If you guys do or don't know, me and Alex have a little fun little trophy that we award at the end of the year. And normally we've done it on the best capture. So as in, like, we both decide who's caught the nicest fish. We didn't have it down to weight. We had it down to the nicest fish. But the rules were that the fish had to be caught when we're fishing together. Now, that was a slight problem, which I'll probably talk about with Alex a bit later on in the podcast, because this year we didn't actually manage to fish a lot of times together. That's the way life goes. I ended up doing a lot of time on the noisy lake. Alex was doing a lot of time on, I'm not too sure, I get him to talk about where he was doing most of his time. But basically we ended up not doing a lot of fishing. And it got to like halfway round the season and we were like, oh my word, man. We've like not really caught any fish together. And the nicest fish is going to be awarded to not particularly a fish we'd like to have awarded it to, because outside of that we'd both caught a lot of fish and nice fish. So we decided to change the rules midway through the season, and we decided to actually change it to the biggest fish of the year, and doesn't have to be caught with fishing with each other. So if you've been listening to the podcast, you probably know now who's won it, because I normally do say if Alex catches a nice fish or not, a nice fish or two, should I say. But you're going to have to wait later on in the podcast to find out. I will say I have won the trophy. What is it? We've done it. This is the third year, and I've won it twice on the trot, which has been really good. But anyway, guys, you got to hold fire. You're going to find out in the podcast at some point of who's got the trophy. But that's what makes this podcast really exciting. So we're going back down Lily's Lake. Now, we did a walk down here about 4 or 5 days ago just to see what was going on. It's one of them lakes that fish don't really tend to show themselves that often. So you really got to spot the signs. You've really got to try and use your watercraft in your favour. And it's a hard lake as well. It's a very hard lake. So we have kind of almost pretty much decided what swims we're going in already, because we've just got a feeling about it. We've got a feeling about these two swims. In fact, I had my nice linear out of the swim I'm going to be going in. There you go. We're going to go in these two swims. We've already chosen our swims. I didn't want to admit it because I've harped on about that a lot in other podcasts about not choosing your swims before you go. But we have decided. So yeah, I'm going in this particular swim, which I'll talk about in a little bit. And Alex is going in another swim, which he can talk about as well. When we was down there, we did actually just trickle a tiny bit of bait in. Nothing, not a lot, just some grains of corn, because corn's a good bait. So hopefully the fish have found it, and the bird life didn't. And it wasn't enough to like get them coming back for more, because it was only literally like one day, and it wasn't a lot of bait at all. But you never know, it might be the difference. Weather-wise, It's super overcast, it's drizzling with rain, we're in double figures, it must be like about 14 degrees, 12 degrees or something like that, so it's not too cold, so there's a good chance the fish will be feeding, hopefully, but then we have had a cold, we have had quite a few cold, God, I'm really dribbling on, we've had quite a few cold temperatures recently as well, so it wouldn't, this, the warm weather that we have had, it would not be enough to warm the whole lake up, so that could go against us as well, so it might not have triggered the fish to go, you know, on the feed, but who knows. The most important thing is I'm fishing with my best mate, it's the Christmas fish, and we get to award the trophy. So anyway, I'm going to stop talking a load of rubbish, end this little segment here, and then see you guys bankside and let you know what I've done with the rods. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got all three rods out, I'm in the swim, as I was just talking about. Definitely happy. It's raining more than what I thought it was going to do, more than what the weather said, let's be fair. The wind is actually blowing down the other end of the lake, but it just feels carpy. It feels carpy all over, to be fair. It's got that feel about it, the weather about it, the rain with the, you know, the overcast, and it just feels right. It looks good and feels right. But, you know, that doesn't mean you're going to catch, as you probably know. Maybe it's just this stupid feeling that we make up inside ourselves to make us think, yeah, that's fine, you know, it's definitely fine, you know, you can get your rods out, you know, there's a good chance you're going to catch, when really, you know, you're probably not going to. But I'm not saying that, I'm not implying that at all. Positivity, got to think really positive about it. So, yeah, all three rods are out. Left-hand side rods in the margins, about rod lengths. About three quarters of rod length off the bank, bushwhackered out, and we switched over. As you guys know, I do like using sweet corn on this water, especially in the, you know, the winter months. So we've gone with a 2-grain sweet corn rig. It's artificial sweet corn pop up, and I put that left hand side one on a noodle. Now I've not really tried too much on the noodle with sweet corn, it looks good in the rig. The mechanics work. I've tried it out, and the mechanics are definitely working. So we've gone with that on that one. 4-ounce inline lead, dropped off on the bushwhacker. Obviously on the bushwhacker, with a handful of sweet corn. And this time I put a little bit of pellet out, a handful of pellet out. You know, I might just start an argument now of like, you know, how the pellet pellet's not going to break down in the winter. Da, 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 da. I don't know. I've read and watched mixed views and feelings on this. So I've got a handful of pellet in there. 6 mil pellet in there. So it's not a lot of bait. You know, it is as good as a mouthful. I want the fish to, if the fish are going to enter the swim, to swim past, drop down, and basically pick up my bait. My artificial sweet corn are pop up, but there's not enough buoyancy there to pop the rig up at all. But what it will give it over the others, that extra bit of buoyancy hopefully should suck up quicker than the other ones. And to be fair, with it laying on the bottom, it will be slightly off the bottom. So hopefully it's going to be the one that the fish see first. And most certainly, if they do suck up that one, that's the one that should, you know, if I'm in doubt, go flying into their mouths. And the mechanics of the noodle rig will do the rest for me with the 4-ounce lead on the back of it. That I definitely help turn that hook and lock that hook in. So we've got that one in there. Then we're going to skip the middle one for a second. The right-hand side rod in the margins, exactly the same as the left-hand side rod, but on the other side. And then the one in front, there's a lovely gravel patch out in front of me. Found that first cast. I knew it was there. First cast, got it on the money. Gone round about in the middle of it. It's around about 6 foot deep there. Dropped that down on the trusty noodle rig. 18 mil DNA bug, or with the usual bug SLK boilie, 15-18, 21 mil crushed boilie and pellet. But literally not a lot. And of course, obviously, I could cast out there, but if I can drop my bushwhacker on it, I'm going to drop my bushwhacker on it, because it, I could go. I've talked about it a lot, but the presentation I think it gives you, it's great, and you can drop the crumb. I think that's one of the most important things about it. You can drop the crumb out at a distance without any disturbance and all over your spot, guaranteed. So yeah, that's out. So all rods are fishing. Time now is 13:56. Fingers crossed the carp gods are going to bless us. I really hope so. So I guess let's find out. Alex, welcome back to the podcast. It's been a while. How are you doing?
I'm all right, mate. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas.
I've already said on here, this is our annual Christmas fish.
Yeah.
And we will be awarding the trophy at some point in this podcast.
Yep. And what was the trophy for, Lee?
Well, I've talked about it, but we changed the trophy because originally we started the season off as normal, where it would be the nicer looking carp, but the carp had to be caught while we were fishing together. But the way the years turned out, we've done our own thing, so we had to change it, and we decided to catch it on the biggest carp. Mm-hmm. So we will announce later who caught the biggest carp. Some of the regulars will know already who's got the biggest one, but some of you won't. So you're going to have to wait and see.
Surprise.
But anyway, as I said to you before, and I've said on this podcast already in another episode, I want to get you more involved on these, and since we're fishing together today. So tell me what you're doing today. What's your setup? What rigs you got out? Why and why?
So I'll tell you where we are.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, okay. So we're on one of our lakes. I can't remember what one
Lily's
it is.
Lake.
Lily's this
lake.
One. Yeah, Lily's, yeah. Quite a big pit. It's 30 acres, I think.
I'd say about that.
It's around a 30 acre mark. We've had a couple of fish from here. We've had, membership for a few years.
Yeah.
Not done loads of time on here, so we are still learning. As we are on most of the other lakes, to be fair. We were always learning. Always. Every day is a school day.
Every day is a school day.
So, so we've got 3 rods on this lake. We had a little bit of intel, didn't we, last year? Don't like to say it, but he's a bit of a noddy. His tactics are not to be spoken about.
And his setup.
But he's caught one of the best fish in the lake.
Yeah, definitely.
It went 40 odd pound on the mat. It was 37, I think, in the end, 37 and a half. But an absolute old warrior.
It's definitely on my list.
Stunner. And it was unbelievable. What I was more intrigued with is what he had on the hook. and that was an eye-opener.
Yeah.
So I know they're very wary, old fish. Some of the oldest fish in the country, I've been told. Mm-hmm. And there's, I don't know, maybe 15 really old ones.
Yeah.
Crusty, like really floppy old tails. I mean, you've had one.
I've had one of them.
My hairs stood up on the back of my neck when I see it. And I remember you come round to see me, and he was almost crying.
I was
a grown man crying. And
it was
just
a minute.
Absolutely elation.
Yeah, one of the first things you said that you went, "That's an old one."
Yeah,
that's
the first thing you could tell by the tail. Yeah. It was all withered and beautiful, drop scale lin, wasn't it? Absolutely, a stunning fish. One of the 18,
yeah,
no doubt. One
definitely.
That I would 100% want in my portfolio.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, that's the tactics I've got today. I don't want to spill the beans because it is a secret, but it is very, very simple.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a little combi rig. I like the Thinking Anglers Tint Link at the moment.
Yeah,
so I've been tying with that.
First time I saw that today, and
yeah,
I'm quite impressed what that
very
looks
nice.
And feels like,
very
and,
nice.
And the tint in it as well.
Mm. Yeah, it's nice. And I've had some decent fish on it. That, mm-hmm. You know, it's strong. Just tied with a little supple bit of soft braid at the end with a D-rig. And a single grain of sweet
single
corn.
Single grain of sweet corn.
A single grain of sweet
Real
corn.
Real sweet corn, artificial sweet corn.
It's
bottom
artificial.
Bottom pop-up.
I've gone with 3 pop-ups today.
Yep.
I have had off pop-up and bottom. Mm-hmm. But there's a little bit of chod. So I just want to have that popped up.
Just to lift it off.
It's more for peace of mind. Probably
yeah.
Don't do anything because the hook's actually still sat on the bottom. So, you know, we'll see. But yeah, I've got 3 rods out, very close. Very wary old fish.
Yeah,
and they're not often caught close in. So,
no, I know.
Yeah.
I think the reason for that is a lot of people don't fish close in.
No.
So then your argument would be that's why they don't appear to be caught close in.
Yeah. Well, I don't get caught. Like, I mean, the one you had that was, hasn't graced the bank for, I mean, they didn't, they can't remember the last time
exactly,
it was
yeah.
on the bank.
Tim didn't even recognise it.
Head bailiff.
Yeah, head bailiff. Yeah.
he didn't even know.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is slipped up to the same method. And,
yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, if fish like that are getting caught, and as well the other guy, the noddy, that caught it, same thing.
I mean, definitely.
They are slipping up to that. I mean, I've had four, the same thing. I had three overnight, one night.
Yeah, you did, yeah, definitely.
Biggest was 30, I can't remember now, I'd have to look at the notes, but it was over 30. And then, yeah, a couple of higher 20s, so nice, nice fish. One was an old one, all sort of red blushed cheeks, looked a bit like a red one, that was another old one. Not one that I would have targeted, to be fair.
Yep.
Actually, looking back at the pictures with the old blushes on, looks a nice
fish. Yeah, it does look a nice one, that's for sure.
We also got a bit of a nice, a bit of a name down here fishing as well.
Yep.
I won't say the name, but he's a bit of a top angler.
Yep.
Been around the block for a while.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Not actually seen him yet, but no, I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Yeah, definitely.
He's definitely one of the guys that I've watched a lot on YouTube and stuff, and
He's had a few out already as well.
He has indeed. And he's not even been on
no
that
surprise.
Long. And it's definitely winter fishing he's been doing, and he's been having them. So, yeah, fair play to him. Good angler. Different gravy. Yeah. Totally different
100%,
league.
Yeah, differently, completely, yeah. Can't match that. Yeah. But it would be nice to get 5 minutes with him just to...
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah,
have a chat, really.
Chat with him, yeah. So we'll see. It might come out in future, who it is, whatever.
Yeah,
but
you never know.
We won't say names.
We'll keep that a bit hush.
Not like you, are we? Name dropping.
Yeah, slipped up there a little bit. But hey-ho.
There's lots of that name out there.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. It's a common name.
But yeah, let's not lots of bait either, actually. I found they are very wary, so I think they do keep away from the big beds of bait.
And that's what's interesting about the tactics that we're using. A lot of people, look, we've been on it obviously for a while now, and a lot of people have said you've got to put a lot of bait in to catch them. But then when you look at the tactics that we're using now, and then minimal bait, simple setup, and then two of the 18 have come out, like obviously not this season, but it goes to show that you don't need to put a lot of bait in, I mean.
But then it depends what you're fishing, where you're fishing. You know, if you're going to day lakes, I think... Maybe the same, they're going to eat, and it's more competition feeding. Whereas we've got a massive lake here with, I don't know, maybe 80 to 150 fish.
Yeah, I'm going 110, something like that maybe. Because of the small stocking they have added.
Yeah.
I think it's
bumped
it up a little bit.
How many of them have lived, and we don't know what's bred in here.
Mm-hmm.
We know we've got a few other nuisance fish, catfish,
certainly.
Bream, tench.
Yeah.
You know,
not had a bream yet. Not had a bream.
There's not a lot of bream left in here.
I think they've
have been taken out. But yeah, there's a lot of tench as well. Pike, we've seen lots of perch.
Yeah, definitely.
Albino
perch as well at that. Yeah,
didn't it?
Which is interesting.
Had a nice albino perch, which is a weird one.
Definitely.
We're hopeful, aren't we?
We are, great. Yes.
You know, it's nearly January. We're in between Christmas and New Year, and yeah, it's raining. It's very windy, and it feels bloody good.
It feels carpy, doesn't it? It really does. Really does.
So we've got another guy turned up as well, and he's unfortunately got a lot of swims, and he's gone almost dead opposite us.
Yes.
But hey, it's a big lake.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're all right. We've got our own thing going on over here.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
We'll keep those fingers crossed, and those carp gods may bless us tonight. Each.
Got to be in it to win it.
Exactly.
You're not going to catch them on the sofa.
No,
that's
exactly.
For sure.
Definitely not. Yeah. All right, now. We'll leave that one here, and we'll come back shortly at some point with the award. Whether it be today or tomorrow, I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, catch you in a bit.
See ya.
Well, it's 12 minutes past 12. Nothing to report so far. That's to be expected, to be fair. But yeah, I'm going to bed now. Hopefully we get woken up with a big carp, which would be nice. But if not, we should just wake up in the morning and then see what the morning brings. Well, it's 3 minutes past eight. I have nothing to report, unfortunately. Not too sure on Alex yet. He's still asleep. I've not been over to his bivvy yet.
But I would imagine if he would have had a carp in the night, he would have woken me up. As I said, last night before I went to bed, I mean, it has to be expected. It's not an easy lake to fish as it is, and we are in the winter. But the conditions did feel good, and they still look good now, to be fair. So we'll see what happens. Got a few hours before I have to pack up and go onto my next little fishing trip. But yeah, nothing to report yet. And we've still got the trophy to award as well.
Did that come in?
Morning, Alex.
Morning, Lee.
Did you catch anything?
No, I didn't.
Damn.
No.
Well, as you know, my friend, it wasn't about catching fish today.
It wasn't, was it?
It was all about who's won the trophy this year.
Yeah.
And it's with great pleasure that I'd like to give it to my... Sorry. It's with great pleasure, Alex. I'd like to award it to you.
Thank you very much.
Because you caught the biggest fish this season.
Thank you very much.
Weighing 34 pounds.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, 34
just
pounds.
Just over 34.
What was it? What type? Tell us about it quickly, Alex.
It was a nice linear.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'd have spent a lot of time baiting up on one of our pits. And it was beating me up. I did quite well last year. Same tactics, same swim, same time round. Just weren't catching. I was doing nights, not catching. And then I had a couple of smaller ones. And then that 34-pound linear was lovely.
It was a nice
very
fish
nice
as well, weren't it?
Nice. Yeah, one for future, definitely.
Definitely one for
when
the future.
If it gets bigger, it'd be a lovely fish.
Yeah, 100%. I totally agree with that, mate. I totally agree with that.
Very young as well. Very young fish.
Well, Al, congratulations, mate.
Yeah, well done. On to the new year.
On to the new year. It's
new trophy.
You've got to buy one this year. It's your turn.
That sure is.
It's your turn, buddy.
Sure is.
All right, I'm going to end this little section here. I'm going to get a photo of us quickly.
Take care.
Lovely, bye. Well, I'm all packed up now. It was a blank for both of us, but at least we got to do our Christmas fish. Alex got awarded the trophy. Well done, Alex. I'll be taking that trophy back next year. Watch this space. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for the continued support. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Already looking forward to my next trip, which I'm heading off to now. And, well, I need to go, so I need to end the podcast. So anyway, guys, if you go fishing from now until my next one, I hope you catch a massive fish. Tight lines and take care. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That'd be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.